in the beginning of the Seder, being that the kids don't always stick around for this, so I try to incorporate what we're about to say now in the story I say at the very beginning. Tonight I didn't do it as much as I do it at home. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel used to say, whoever didn't say the following three things on Pesach did not fulfill his obligation, they do him, and they are Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So now we're going to explain each one. Pesach. What are we talking about, Pesach? Shayu avotenu ochlim bizman shebet hamikdash yakeam al shuma. Why would our forefathers eat the Paschal offering at the time of the temple? What's the idea of the carbon Pesach? Al shum shepasach hakadosh baruch hu batev avotenu b'Mitzrayim. Because Hashem, what does the word Pesach mean? So everyone says Passover, but the word Pesach also means had mercy, stayed and protected the house of our forefathers. I don't know which one to translate. We'll go the traditional. Everyone says passed over the houses of our forefathers in Egypt. Shneimah. Moshe tells the Jewish people, when you enter the land of Israel, you will declare over the Paschal offering. This is to commemorate that Hashem passed over the Jewish home, meaning there were Jews living in Goshen. And then throughout Egypt, you had Jewish homes among the Egyptian homes. So Hashem's coming through Egypt at midnight to hit the firstborn of the Egyptians, and he keeps passing over the Jewish homes wherever there's blood from the Paschal offering. Yes?
Pesach also, doesn't it also come from the word Pesach?
Yeah. Pesach is someone who crouches. He can't stand up. So that's the idea. Pesach is as though Hashem crouched over our homes to protect them. That's the second chant. Yeah. Matzazu. We lift the main matzah, the broken matzah that represents what matzah really supposed to be. Matzazu she'anu ochelim al shum ma. Why do we eat this matzah? Al shum should I speak bitzikam shavtem lachmitzat shingale memchem lachim hakadosh baruch hu galam. Because before their bread could rise, Hashem saved them. The exodus from Egypt was fast-paced. Suddenly we had to go. Suddenly we didn't have time to make breakfast. We take the dough with us, and it doesn't have time to rise. Shnemar vayfuta b'tzek shiutzim yimtzayim gadon tzatki yidoch metzki gor shum yimtzayim yidoch lulit memev gam tzedal asu lahim. They baked the dough into matzah because it didn't have time to ferment. Because they were chased out of Egypt, they didn't have time to detain, and they didn't have time to prepare bread for that day. So they baked it into matzah. So that's our matzah. Our matzah commemorates how fast we left Egypt. We didn't have time for the bread to rise. Ma'oze she'ano ochelim al shum ma. This maror that we're going to eat. Okay. Why do we eat this maror? So, gentlemen,